Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 17, 2021. I'm George Henry. Peace Harbor Hospital in Florence will now act as a vaccination liaison for Lane County Public Health. According to the hospital's operations director, Sherry Payne, the hospital's allocated doses for the coronavirus will be distributed to those on the lanecounty.org registration site.
We get a list from Lane County, and we will be administering those vaccines here in our clinics.
Payne says they are currently getting 100 doses per week from the county, and they expect as more vaccinations become available, there will be more sent to Peace Harbor. Dr. Willie Foster says there's a good chance that more mass vaccination clinics are headed our way.
It is highly likely that there will be some more mass vaccination events. And the best way to have that happen is if Lane County sees people sign up.
Foster also said he believes that the Florence area could be vaccinated as early as the beginning of summer if the vaccination doses continue to roll out as expected. Cuyahoga Valley Fire and Rescue have placed an advanced life support engine into service. The notice from Chief Michael Schick yesterday means the availability to provide advanced life support prior to an ambulance arriving on scene. Firefighter Colton Griswold was recently certified as a paramedic for the fire district, and although the capability will be limited, SVR hopes to increase the number of firefighters with paramedic credentials. Operations Chief Matt House said they would also like to have as many paramedics trained as possible in fire training, which will hopefully lead to their certification by the State of Oregon firefighters. Currently, the two entities, Western Lane Ambulance District and Cuyahoga Valley Fire and Rescue, share a fire and EMS chief, but the agencies continue to operate as separate units. Lane County posted another 12 cases of the coronavirus yesterday. Cases continue to be on the decline and are just over the 50 per 100,000 mark that would enable the county to move to the low-risk category. Health officials say this is the time to buckle down and keep up the guidelines that got us to this point. Dr. Foster with Peace Harbor Hospital says vaccinations and safety practices that the OHA and CDC recommend are the best way to return to some sort of normalcy.
I think their guidelines of slowly, you know, relaxing restrictions is really the way to go, because you can keep an eye on what's happening, and if need be, and hopefully not, you know, move back in the other direction.
The governor announced a reprieve for counties that may move back up on the risk level chart, vowing not to reclose things until a second 2 weeks establishes which direction a county is truly going. For Florence, there were no new cases for the coronavirus reported yesterday. The state of Oregon announced 22 new deaths related to the coronavirus in their daily report yesterday, bringing the state total to 2,346. There were also 267 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed. The state is inching close to 2 million total vaccine doses. There is no current tally on administered doses, though, due to a server outage on the state's immunization information system. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 17, 2021.